Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 17. júla 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, the 17th of July, 2022. On today's broadcast, we're going to talk about the life of Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich, whose birthday and passing day was today, July 17th. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to a bluegrass version of Chirchanka, which is from the village of Chirch in Spiš County. This rendition is done by an American from Minneapolis. Her name is Natalie Novitsky. After that, we're going to deep into the archives of the Golden Oldies with a number from Pulse, Mala Yafrayira. I had a boyfriend Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. None of them were good, except for Johnny on the last day of the week.
Чірчанка притікать през нашу доліну. Не можу забити на любов маміну. На любов маміну та на свого нянька. Стара лища оня, як була м коренька. Я хворенька зо жалю вельмого, терпит моя душа промомило. Я нема милого на войну рукова, як смеща лучили вірность міс любова. Чірчанка притікат през наше селечко, мій милий на воні молітня сердечко, то моє сердечко вже щалем страхує, чи милий на воні другу не любує. Чанка притікат до світа широго, буду я чекала своє мило. Чірчанка, чірчанка, прекрасний ярочок, мій милий ще верне аж на другий рочок. Чірчанка, чірчанка, прекрасний ярочок, мій милий ще верне аж на другий рочок.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate today, the 17th of July, the 134th birthday, as well as the 62nd anniversary of the passing of Blessed Bishop Pavel Petr Gojdič. He was a Rusyn Basilian monk and Eparch of the Greek Catholic Eparchy of Brešov. Imprisoned and tortured by the communist regime in Czechoslovakia, he was beatified by Saint Pope John Paul II in 2001 and recognized as righteous among the nations by Yad Vashem in 2007. Pavel Gojdič was born July 17, 1888, in Ruske Pekljani, a Rusyn village about 12 miles south of Brešov, into a priestly family with the given name of Peter. After graduating from the gymnasium in 1907, he began his study of theology in Brešov and then was sent a year later to continue his studies in Budapest. While still a seminarian, he was directed by his spiritual director on these lines: "Life is not difficult, but it is a serious matter." Words that were to guide him throughout his life. Having finished his studies on August 27, 1911, he was ordained a priest in Brešov by Bishop Dr. Jan Valli. After his ordination, he worked for a short period as assistant parish priest with his father. After a year, he was appointed prefect of the eparchial seminary and at the same time taught religion in a higher secondary school. In 1919, he became director of the episcopal office. On July 20, 1922, he joined the Order of St. Basil the Great at Černačna Hora near Mukačevo, where, taking the habit on January 27, 1923, he took the name Pavel. On September 14, 1926, he was nominated Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Brešov. During his installation as Apostolic Administrator, he announced the program of his apostolate: "With the help of God, I want to be a father to orphans, a support for the poor, and consoler to the afflicted." A short time later, on March 7, 1927, he was nominated bishop with the title of Harpash. The Church of Harpash is in Asia Minor. The episcopal consecration took place in the Basilica of San Clemente in Rome on March 25, 1927, the Feast of the Annunciation. For his episcopal program, he chose as the motto the following words: "God is love, let us love him." As bishop, he was engaged in the promotion of spiritual life of both clergy and faithful. He insisted on the proper celebration of the liturgy and of church feasts. Following new conditions, he erected new parishes, for instance, in Prague, Bratislava, Levoča, and elsewhere. Thanks to this hard work, the orphanage in Brešov was built and entrusted to the local sisters. On April 13, 1939, he was appointed Apostolic Administrator in Slovakia of the Apostolic Administration of Mukačevo. In the difficult situation of the Slovak state, he became a thorn in the flesh for the representatives of the government of the time, so he offered his resignation from the post. In fact, the present Holy Father appreciated his work and not only refused his resignation, but also made him resident bishop of Brešov. And so, on August 8, 1940, he was solemnly enthroned in Brešov, and then on January 15, 1946, confirmed in his jurisdiction over the Greek Catholics in the whole of Czechoslovakia. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the eparchy that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Pavel was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Bishop Gojdič resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy. Assisted by the Communist Party and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. We're going to play for you now the Troparion for the feast day of Blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdič, as sung by the Gojdič Choir from Prešov, followed by an Oče náš. After Oče náš, which is also sung by the Gojdič Choir, we'll give you the second part of the life, blessed Bishop Pavel Gojdič. Events known as Axia P, on April 28, 1950, the state outlawed the Greek Catholic Church and forbade her activity. Bishop Pavel Gojdič was arrested and interned. In the days from the 11th through the 15th of January 1951, in a show trial set up against the so-called high treason bishops, he was given a life sentence, fined 200,000 crowns, and deprived of all his civic rights. Transfers from one prison to another followed. Blessed Bishop Gojdič suffered physical and psychological punishments, humiliations, and was forced to do the most difficult and degrading jobs. However, he never complained and never asked to be relieved. He made use of every available time to pray and celebrated the Divine Liturgy in secret. Following the amnesty in 1953, given by State President Anton Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. Bishop Pavel Gojdič could only leave prison at the cost of his faithfulness to the Church and to the Holy Father. Various offers were made to him, as is provided by events that he himself recounts. In the prison of Ruzhin, he was received in an office, where he had been brought from his cell by a high official in uniform and was informed that he could go straight to Prešov on the condition that he was willing to become a patriarch for the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia. The bishop refused this offer, excusing himself and explaining that this would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Holy Father, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Goidich was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled. Father Alois Vrana was transferred to the room of the prison hospital in Leopoldov, Slovakia, where the bishop passed his last days and heard his confession. Bishop Pavel died on July 17, 1960, on the day of his 72nd birthday. He died in the hospital of the prison of Leopoldov as a result of illnesses resulting from the treatment he had suffered. Afterwards, he was buried without ceremony in the prison cemetery in a nameless tomb with the prison number 681. As a result of the easing of the political situation during the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities gave permission to exhume the mortal remains of Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich. This happened in the cemetery of Leopoldov on October 29, 1969, and was followed by the transfer of his remains to Prešov. By a decision of the authorities set up after the Soviet occupation, these were transferred to the crypt, the Greek Catholic Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Prešov. From May 15, 1990, they are to be found in a sarcophagus in the chapel of the cathedral. Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas G. Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. The Holy Father, Saint Pope John Paul II, during his historic visit to Slovakia while visiting Prešov, prayed at the tomb of this bishop martyr in the chapel of the cathedral. During the homily on the beatification of 8 servants of God on November 4, 2001, Saint Pope John Paul II said of Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich, "Known to the people as the man with a heart of gold, he became known to the representatives of the government of the time as a real thorn in the side. After the communist regime made the Greek Catholic Church illegal, he was arrested and imprisoned. Thus for him began a long cavalry of suffering, mistreatment, and humiliation which brought about his death on account of his fidelity to Christ and his love for the Church and the Pope. May he rest in peace, Blessed Bishop Pavel Goidich. Vichnaya Pamyat Vladiko."
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life. Building for your future, working hand in hand. GCU for life, GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's 1-800-722-4428. We're going to step back in time into the golden oldies. We're going to have two selections from Lemko Vina, and these are from the recordings from Lemko artists here in America in the 1920s and the 1930s. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. You can also listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night on your computer or your smartphone by either logging on to russin.fm or downloading the app on your Apple or smartphone, russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se, krasno tujden, šťastlivo.
vážne, za neveru. Jak ja vidu na tú vojnu, Bože, za neveru. Strelí kuľa, iska, no na lepša pereveru. Jak ja vidu na tú vojnu, Bože, za neveru. Strelí kuľa, iska, no na lepša pereveru.
Rusinil Amerika.